So She Talks is a collaboration with the Southwest Ohio Council for Higher Education. It's an effort to bring Miami Valley research and thinking into the public arena, a way to enlighten the world with local knowledge. John Burke is the library director at Miami University's regional campus in Middletown. Today he talks about embedded librarianship, a service that installs librarians into learning management systems who can then work with students. Here's an excerpt from that presentation.
Embedded librarianship is all about putting a librarian in the learning management system, or LMS. The librarian is then available to work with the students from one or more courses. We didn't invent this service. It started in the early 2000s at a number of colleges and has been growing nationally and internationally ever since. It's a way to put libraries, our resources, and our helpful searching advice right where students are accessing their assignments and interacting with their professors. So how does this work? It begins with collaboration. A faculty member invites a librarian to work with her in one or more of her courses. The librarian talks with the faculty member to see what research or information-seeking goals the faculty member has for her students. The librarian needs to know what kinds of sources of information the faculty member will intend for students to use to find supporting materials for their assignments. Another good thing to discuss is which information literacy skills might help the students as they are working on assignments. Perhaps they need help choosing a topic or narrowing their topic to focus it more. Maybe they need guidance on finding relevant information sources, or perhaps evaluating the information they find is an area they need to grow in, knowing how to separate out scholarly sources if that's what they're required to find. Nearly all students need some assistance citing sources in the text of their papers and in their bibliographies. The faculty member then adds the librarian to her course site or classroom in the LMS. It doesn't matter which LMS system you use, Blackboard, Moodle, Desire to Learn, Sakai, which is what we use at Miami, or others. In our survey, we found librarians working with all of these systems and more. A question that often arises here is what role the librarian will have within the course. Depending on the LMS, there may be a course builder role, like in Blackboard, that gives you some control over the course and putting material into it, or the librarian may just need to be added as an additional instructor, as we do in Sakai. The main thing is that the librarian needs to be able to add content to the course and not just view what's there as the students do. Then the librarian goes to work, setting up links to databases and other resources, adding in short videos on searching, narrowing topics, citing sources, and so forth. The librarian will share ways that she may be contacted by students with questions, email, text, instant messaging, phone, in person. She may also create a discussion board or forum in the LMS classroom for students to post questions as they're doing their research. Some embedded librarians will also hold in-person instruction sessions with face-to-face courses or use a web conferencing tool to meet with distance students. The content of that the librarian adds to the course is very much focused on the specific needs of that course, and it can also change during the semester if more relevant materials are discovered partway through. The whole collaboration might last, again, for just part of a semester, or it may be an entire semester. And it may cover just a single assignment. Maybe there's just one paper in the course or one research opportunity in the course, or there may be several. It all depends on what's going to be most helpful for the students in that course. So why is this useful? Why would you want embedded librarianship to be present in a course? Well, for faculty members, embedding a librarian ensures that research guidance is available for students when they really need it. Faculty can count on students having easy access to the scholarly resources that they are expected to use in the course. There's also the convenience factor of calling on the librarian to assist with needs that develop in the midst of the course. And it really builds up some great relationships between faculty and librarians over time as the librarian gets to know that faculty member more and gets to know the material more. For the librarian, embedding in the course gives them a big picture view of the entire course and easy access to assignment information. This inside view of the course helps the librarian prepare more efficiently and effectively to help students. Generally, librarians will assist a class through a one-shot instruction session or just help individuals who stop in the library. Embedding within the course, though, creates a sustained way to interact with a class over the entire semester. Most importantly, for students, the embedded librarian gives them a familiar person to turn to for research questions. The librarian becomes an approachable member of the course, available to students for just-in-time assistance. And if they're working on an assignment right there in the LMS, the librarian is easy to find, just a click away in the course site. It's also interesting to see how this works outside of the LMS when students see you in the library or elsewhere on campus and come up and talk to you. It can be a very interesting process as a librarian to run into people in that way, but another good way to help them. I found a metaphor for embedded librarianship during a trip to Mesa Verde National Park in Colorado this summer. There, the ancestral Puebloans built precarious cliff dwellings in this mountainous area during the 12th and 13th centuries, climbing sheer cliffs to enter and exit the dwelling. One item found in these dwellings were round underground structures called kivas. And kivas were special for a few reasons. First, they appear to have had religious significance to the ancestral Puebloans, although they were likely also used for other family gatherings beyond ceremonies. Second, their architecture allowed them to maintain a temperature in the upper 60s year-round with just a small fire burning. Third, and most connected to a better librarianship, kivas were limited to the use of an individual family or clan. Every one of the dwellings had multiple kivas to accommodate the different clans and families that lived there or regularly visited for extended stays. I gathered the impression from the rangers who led our tours that you wouldn't just drop in on someone's kiva. Instead, you'd stick to the common areas of the dwelling or to your own kiva. There was a figure at this time, though, who was welcome in any dwelling or kiva. Aztec traders who visited the cliff dwellings to exchange goods and tell stories. The trader was a highly respected guest who was said to be able to enter the kivas and share information with the ancestral Puebloans. Interestingly, this individual, or perhaps a combination of several individuals, is thought to have inspired the character of Kokopelli, the Hopi fertility deity. You see images of Kokopelli all over the Southwest, typically playing a flute or laughing and dancing. His image is present in a number of the cliff dwellings. Now, if we imagine the LMS classroom used by students and faculty for a course to be the kiva, then the embedded librarian is Kokopelli, a trusted and invited individual who can enter this space and share information and experiences. Dancing and flute playing are optional, but perhaps not a bad idea.
John Burke with Miami University. You can hear the full presentation at sochi.org.